1600 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Whether you're reimagining your backyard or transforming a few acres into a field of dreams, let Prairie Land Partners show you how easy and affordable it is to own a John Deere. Go to PrairieLandPartners.com. Click on the PLP Builder to build, price, and buy a compact utility tractor, mower, gator, or skid steer. Get started today at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 7:21, 28 degrees on our way to 58 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by North Lyon County Elementary School Principal Robert Hampton. Robert, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
I'm glad to have you on. You ready for Thursday?
Absolutely, I think so. Our organizer, well, of course, we're fortunate to be hosting this year, and our organizer, Mrs. Dunlap, which is our Title I teacher, is just doing a fantastic job of getting it organized.
Outstanding. So, obviously, this is going to be your first one here since coming down here and taking over as North Lyon County's principal. What's the game plan going to be here for Thursday? When do we start? When do our different participants come in to the Humanitarian Center and kind of get themselves those last-minute jitters out of their systems?
Okay, so our plan is to start the actual event at 9:45 on February 10th. The participants should be arriving around 9 to get their numbers and get seated and, yeah, like you said, get the jitters out. So about 9 o'clock, the participants should be showing up.
Now, formatically, will this be pretty much the same as in years past, Robert?
Absolutely. Yeah, this has been going on for quite some time, as you know, and it's been well run and well organized. So we're just taking the torch and letting it burn.
How many participants are we going to have here for the spelling bee this year?
It looks like we will have 27 students from grades 3 through 8.
Nice. Have you been advised of any rules changes? Because it does seem like, and this may well be an unfair question considering this is your first year here, but it does seem like every year there's like a little bit of a tweak here or there. Have you been advised of anything here that's going to be a little bit different from years past?
Well, not that I know of. Obviously, we've been watching the pandemic numbers and paying attention to what the health department's saying. So we're watching that closely, but as of right now, I don't know of any changes.
And we're talking with Robert Hampton, the North Lyon County Elementary School Principal. They are the host of this year's Spelling Bee, but they are hosting at the Humanitarian Center here in Emporia. So you mentioned COVID. So what are the mitigation strategies? What are the rules going to be COVID-wise coming up on Thursday?
Well, we are going to, advise that students wear masks. It's not mandatory. And then all the students will be facing forward, which is a good mitigation in itself, not having them face each other. And then, obviously, when they come to the mic, they could take their mask down if they choose to wear one. So that's the major things. We are not going to have the, generally we have a punch and cookies things afterwards. We're bypassing that, we're going to give each student a little goodie bag as they leave instead.
Does that mean that there will not be an intermission? We'll just basically go all the way through with the event?
I think the plan is still have an intervention.
Intermission?
intermission, yeah.
Okay.
Not an intervention.
Robert, from your perspective, you've been a principal for a number of years now. What type of interest does a spelling bee have, and really what kind of things does maybe benefits does a spelling bee provide for the students that are involved?
Well, I think it, first of all, we've had a lot of interest here, and it's kind of exciting because we had it on a day when, you know, a couple of students were going to be gone, and they had qualified for our local one, and they were kind of upset. So you can tell that they're still competitive, and it gives them a chance to use what they're learning in school, and it's not just, hey, you need to learn how to spell because you need to learn how to spell. It is an important skill. And so, I've been impressed by the amount of participation and the want to participate. So I think it's still a good thing, and I think, you know, there's obviously a chance of going on. They can go to the Sunflower State Spelling Bee, which is Saturday, March 26th, and that's held at Neumann University in Wichita. So a chance to go on to compete representing our county.
So, Robert, what are the age and grades we're looking at for the participants?
So our spelling bee is grades 3 through 8.
Okay.
And you said Neumann after that, and then quite possibly the Scripps National, depending on how they go after that, I would assume. How excited are you to have this opportunity here for the students and really for the community, you know, even though we are dealing with COVID protocols again here, you know, possibly for the next few months, how excited are you to have this available here for the community, and how many people will be allowed for the community to come on in?
Well, we are allowing anyone that wants to come. Obviously, if we got to capacity, we'd have to turn some people away. But we would like to be as normal as possible, given our situation and our climate that's going on. But we're very excited to have it. The Humanitarian Center opened their doors for us is fantastic, because most of the schools could host it, but that would mean taking up space that we need during the day. Like, we could host it in our gym, not very good acoustics, plus we need the gym throughout the day for physical education classes. So we're excited.
Works out well. So the Lyon County Spelling Bee coming up beginning right around 9:45 on Thursday morning from the Humanitarian Center. Well, Robert, thank you so much for your time this morning. Good to talk to you, and we look forward to speaking with you on Thursday.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Have a great
day. See you Thursday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
North Lyon County Elementary School Principal Robert Hampton talking about the Lyon County Spelling Bee coming up this Thursday, Chuck.
All right, and we'll have that for you starting around 9:40 here on KVUE and KVUE.com, and also KVUE TV as well if you want to watch that at home. I want to let you know that if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker slots, this week is full, and we're starting to have some dates that are actually claimed all the way into March. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email KVUE@KVUE.com. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Lyon County Deputy Danny Broyles as we get an update on volunteer patrol.
Good topic right there. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere. Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE Live and Local 727, 28 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
When you're young, you have big plans. I know I did. Then you go off to college and what could be a